lettuce, tomatoes.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッフォード 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Well, I mean, you can never erase the initial image. I mean, I first met him, we were recording Tommy. And, Kit Lambert, our manager, brought him in. He said, look, because we just started our own record label, Track Records.
Right.
He said, I've just signed a new guy. And he brought Jimmy in, you know. We were, you know, wow, where did he come from? Because he looked, you know, like a completely outrageous. And he's really quiet, you know. And we said, well, yeah, but what does he do? He said, well, he's a blues guitarist, you know.
Talk about it like a dog. Talk about the clothes I wear. He only realizes that's why you can't hold me down. I don't want to be tired. I gotta move on. Drop the day, but they don't realize it, so here's a two. Oh, but sometimes I could feel my heart kind of rolling hard. That's where I've got to move before I get gone. Listen, baby, that's why you can't hold.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buechert. And before we go any further, I first want to thank the WMFO Executive Board for renewing my sound collages in this same Friday 8 to 10 p.m. time slot for the fall 2023 schedule. Special thanks go to our programming director, Lauren, and our general manager, Lucy, and our operations director, Charlie, who makes sure all of our equipment works. In this very special episode, we are commemorating the 53rd anniversary of the death of what many people consider to be the greatest electric guitar player ever. Yes, I'm talking about James Marshall Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix, who tragically died September 18th, 1970, age 27, after what I believe is best explained as accidentally taking too many barbiturate pills after drinking alcohol and then choking on his own vomit in his sleep. A fate which has sadly claimed many others, including AC/DC's first vocalist, Bon Scott. Our exact theme is called Reflections of Jimi Hendrix. And what I'm going to be doing for you in this sound collage is to be mixing up cool cover versions of songs either written by or closely associated with Jimi. And it's essentially... And also, our audio clips from who knows where, they're going to be interview excerpts by people who knew him, reflecting on their experiences with him. So in this episode, it's like Jimi is everywhere and yet nowhere. It's essentially a very intimate, uniquely third-person documentary about Jimi Hendrix, with the people who knew him talking about him, other people playing their versions of his songs that they loved, but everything from Jimi is coming through somebody else. A very godlike aspect to that. If you've listened to my shows for a while, you might say, Edward, since you have a featured artist that the whole show is going to revolve around, shouldn't this be a Tears of the Gods instead of a genre jump and plastic sushi mix of musical styles that have to always start off with Japanese music? And then I would say to you, terrific job! You've really been paying attention. But this is one of those episodes that, one of those rare episodes that could have gone either way. Yeah, it could have been a Tears of the Gods or a plastic sushi. So we're starting off with Japanese music. We kicked off the show with a band called The Swooners with their very cool cover version of Stone Free. And that was off of an outstanding compilation, GS I Love You 2, Japanese garage bands of the 1960s. And GS garage bands, it was called Group Sounds, but it can translate reasonably. Well, actually, no, not garage bands. I mean, that's what the album here calls them. But they're a bit more refined than a garage band, I think, in general. Yeah, The Swooners. And and then backing me up right now is the Turtle Island Quartet with their version of Jimmy's song's Gypsy Eyes. Yeah, so Jimi was such an incredible talent who's profoundly influenced so many other musicians that there's no problem making this be a genre-jumping sound collage for you, because we got jazz, funk, soul and ambient cover versions of his song. Yeah, like this Turtle Island Quartet cover of Gypsy Eyes. In the intro, you heard Roger Daltrey from The Who, his recollection of meeting Jimmy, and there's more of that to come. In Jimmy's all-too-short professional career, he released only 3 studio albums and 1 live album, although there are plenty of tapes that were recorded in a number of posthumous albums of varying quality. What would music be like today without Jimi Hendrix? What would it be like if he wasn't discharged early from the Army in 1962, but eventually went to Vietnam? What if Chaz Chandler from The Animals, who became his manager, hadn't taken an interest in him and produced, and I do mean produce, his first album? Yeah, there's a zillion other what-ifs. So, Jimmy, his touch is just so profound. He wasn't just a rock and roll player, as you can hear in this show. He influenced so much other styles of music, and arguably the funk music that developed after his death with Parliament and Funkadelic and Bootsy Collins and everybody who picked up on things like that. Maybe Jimmy should be rightfully recognized as a big contributor to funk music. In the first main set, we're going to be hearing Jeff Beck and Seal collaborating on a version of Manic Depression. And I heard that song, and I forgot that it was Jeff Beck playing. And I thought to myself, there's nobody else who plays a guitar like that except Jimi Hendrix. And then I realized, it's more accurate, there was nobody who played guitar like that before Jimi. And everybody else who's doing that kind of style is referencing him. Yeah, it's going to be the second song in the set, The Manic Depression. And just to realize, before Jimmy, there was nobody who ever thought to make a guitar sound like that. And then we've got Earth, Wind, and Fire, their very cool cover version of Voodoo Child, Slight Return, followed by a public service message I'm sending out to DJ Chris Major, host of Strike the Box on Thursday noon to 2 p.m. where possible. But we're going to start off this first set with a song that wasn't written by Jimmy, but proved so tremendously important in his career, as you will hear described with this audio clip from his first manager and producer, Chaz Chandler. So here's the Japanese band The Golden Cups with their version of Hey Joe. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Fine Sound Collage. Only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts. Freeform Radio!
Hey, Joe, where you gonna go? Hey, Joe, tell me now, where you gonna go? Going downtown, going back to Gandhi. Going downtown. Hey, Joe, where you going? Gun in your hand now. Hey, Joe, tell me now, where you going? Gun in your hand. You're going to shoot a guy while he's down flirting my girlfriend now. Might have your bow now. Put a foot on me. Okay, you go now.
The man who first guided Jimmy's meteoric rise as a featured performer was Chaz Chandler. In 1966, Chaz was beginning his last tour of duty as the bass player with the original Animals. He wanted to switch from performing to record production. Then he met Jimi Hendrix. Here's Chaz.
I first heard of Jimi Hendrix through a girl called Linda Keith, who was a friend of mine. She'd met him in New York, and bumped into Linda in a club, and she said there was this lad in the village who was brilliant, I should say. She knew I was going to try my hand at record production and not go on as a musician. So I went there with her the next day to a little club called the Café War in Greenwich Village, which was a little coffee house, really, with musicians playing downstairs. And saw Jimmy playing there. The most amazing coincidence was that I'd found a record by Tim Rose, which I loved, called Hey Joe. And I was determined to come back to England with that track and find an artist to record. And when I saw Jimmy this, I think it was a Tuesday afternoon in New York, the first song he played was Hey Joe. And it was, he just stood there as if like fate had just taken a hand. That was it. I knew what I was going to do when the Animals broke up. I was going to bring Hendrix to England and record Hey Joe.
Is touching my soul. I know what I want, but I just don't know how to go about it. Feeling sweet feeling drops from my fingers.
Jimmy stay in touch with Al, your dad? Did he stay in touch on a regular basis? Were you aware that he had traveled to England?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of funny because I think when people say, oh, you're Jimmy's family, people don't kind of think of Jimmy as an alien or something that just kind of appeared. And I realized that, you know, he had a family and he was very much connected to the whole family and called all the time on a regular basis to say that he was here or there. And we always had his tour schedule, knew where he was. And we had numbers to reach him, as well as him, of course, you know, calling us on a regular basis.
Yeah. be right back to you one of these days.
Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, State Forester, and the Ag Council.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform community radio. This evening, we are commemorating the 53rd anniversary on September 18th of Jimi Hendrix. And this theme is called Reflections of Jimi Hendrix, as we are playing only cool cover versions of his songs by other artists. And then we're hearing, in between some of the songs, interview excerpts with people who knew Jimmy, like Chaz Chandler, the guy who, from the bass player from the Animals, who became his manager and record producer, well, we heard in the last set there, and also Janie Hendrix, his sister. So we began that set with a Japanese band, of course, this being a Plastic Sushi. We always have a bunch of Japanese, well, at least two Japanese songs at the beginning of every show. And that was their very cool cover version of Hey Joe, which was not written by Jimmy, but was the first song that that he recorded with Chas Chandler and became a hit in England for him. And I found that off of the Far East Rock Collection 70s compilation, which is just a wonderful collection of Japanese music. And then Jeff Beck and Seal collaborating on their version of Manic Depression. And as I mentioned, you could hear that and say that there's nobody else who plays a guitar like that except Jimi Hendrix. But the real truth would be, yeah, there's lots of people who can play like that right now. And but they nobody ever thought to do that before Jimmy. And was Jeff Beck a better guitar player than Jimi Hendrix? Well, he had a half century to get better, unlike Jimmy, who died at age 27. Then we heard from Earth, Wind, and Fire with their version of Voodoo Child, Slight Return, from Power of Soul, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. And then a public service message going out to DJ Chris Major. Yes, Ranger and Mountain Lion, a wildfire prevention public service message from the Ad Council. And we concluded that set with Nigel Kennedy's version of Fire from Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. Meanwhile, right now, we've got Stevie Ray Vaughan in the background with his version of Voodoo Child, Slight Return. So, in the next set, we're going to be hearing from Noel Redding and Mitch Mitchell, Jimmy's bass player and drummer, respectively, in the Jimi Hendrix Experience, this band in England, and the first one that came to prominence with, along with cool covers of his songs by Pat Metheny and Prince. Also, Say Low is going to be in the mix with Foxy Lady. But first, here is the blues player, Buddy Guy, with his version of Red House. For you here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. WMFO. Well, there's a red house over yonder.
That's where my baby stays. Sister Will.
Happy how do you do to you. It's in sound time again. Time for one of you listeners to pick the record that we turn the spotlight on. On the line, we have a young gal who wrote from Tampa, Florida, Helen White. And Helen, hello.
Hi, Harry.
Helen, what would you say is one of the records really moving up the charts in Tampa?
Well, I think Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix is going to be a hit.
Okay, Foxy Lady, our featured record then. Helen, thank you for picking it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
Foxy lady, Drummer, a keyboard player, and this black guy from America, and we played about three tunes. This is September 1966 now, and Chandler said to me, well, Hendrix said to me, he said, do you want to join my group? So I said, yeah, I'll come back up to London. I was living like 70 miles from London at that point. I had to get up there on the train. So I said, yeah, I'll come back up if you give me the train fare.
With Noel on bass, the next priority became finding a drummer. Enter Mitch Mitchell.
Chaz called up. Well, I can't do the Newcastle accent. I got this gig for you, you know. Don't know if you're interested. You should come and play with this guy. This guy is the best thing you've ever seen on two legs that plays guitar. So, yeah, okay. I'll go and have a play with this guy. And I did. Well, I did the first rehearsal. I think Chaz called the next day and said, hey, you know, would you like to have another play? And I was still a bit iffy. Well, you know, so what does it entail? Well, listen, we've definitely got this tour of 2 weeks in France with Johnny Hallyday, who was like the Elvis Presley of France. And I've gone, well, yeah, that sounds realistic. You know, I mean, like, hey, either way, a couple of weeks on the road in France, yeah, that'll be nice.
Thank you.
This is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's no mere radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips